Senate Education Committee continuing with some bills on transfers. I think we've heard all nine of those bills now, but you've also introduced a bill relating to scholarships.
I filed Senate Bill 494, which deals with our three scholarship programs we have in the state of Missouri for higher education. And we know exactly how much money that we allocate and even what we're proposing for this upcoming year. But as far as determining how successful they are, when we give them to students, how likely are those students to stay in school, to graduate, to not drop out? How likely are they to have defaults on loans that they might have? And so what we're going to try to do is put those two things together, determine how successful those scholarships are and what the students actually do with them.
All of these scholarships have been around for a few years, so there's a little bit of a track record to see in terms of what the goal is with this particular legislation.
We have three scholarship programs from the state of Missouri. One is Access Missouri, which is a needs-based scholarship. This current year that we're on, it's about $64 million that we put into that, and that student can take it to a public or private college. Bright Flight is for those that score in the top 3% of ACT scores. That's about $12 million. And then the A-plus program for students to get free tuition at a two-year school, that's about $28 million. So you put all those together, it's about $117 million. And so what we want to determine is, are the students successful that we give these to? I mean, we would hope that, you know, the students end up graduating, that they graduate and have a good job when they get out. That's our investment from the state, and we want to make sure that we have the best investment possible.
Has there not been a track on these programs, and I guess not in those terms to this point?
There really hasn't been a tracking or combining dropout rates, graduation rates with the actual recipients. Now, we know exactly how much money we've spent. We could tell how many students that we've given them to, but to try to put those two things together, we haven't. And there's been talk about maybe having some changes in our scholarship program to maybe make them more incentive-driven. So, for example, if scholarships are given out and a student completes a four-year degree in 4 years or 4.5 years, they might get more of a scholarship. Some individual universities are giving a rebate if they get done in a certain amount of time or if they take so many hours a year to basically cut down the time that students are in our public institutions.
I believe the final of the transfer bills has been heard, and now this is probably the tougher task, is taking elements of nine bills and putting it into one, if not two.
The issue is students that live in unaccredited districts now have the ability to transfer to other districts in adjoining district or adjoining county. And we've seen this being played out in Riverview Gardens and Normandy, which is in the St. Louis suburban area. And so we've had nine separate pieces of legislation filed. We've heard all nine of those bills. We just wrapped that up this week. And so the difficult task is to try to find out what are some similar things, what are some things that might not work in one bill, and try to summarize it down into a transfer bill that we can vote out of the Senate Education Committee, and then if it is voted out, then we can bring to the entire Senate floor. A lot of heavy lifting in the next few weeks.
You made mention of this during this week's Education Committee hearing, that there's, on the part of leadership in the Senate, the hope that there's something for debate, think sooner than later.
We need to get to this sooner than later. It'd be my desire to get something passed out of the Senate Education Committee and get it on the entire Senate floor before spring break, which happens middle March.